Good morning. Welcome to the Black Lads Cafe. I'm John Mark Dempsey. Have a cup of coffee on the house. It's Friday, July 25th. Sharing a table in the cafe with us this morning, the editor of the Cooper Review, Cindy Roller. Birthdays. Chicago Bears great Walter Payton, born this day in 1954, and would have been 60 today. From NFL Films.
Walter Payton was more than just a great runner. He was the most complete football player in the history of the game.
Rolling out left, being chased by Browner. Stops and heaves the left side of the end zone for Payton over the center. Safe for the touchdown!
Basketball Hall of Famer Nate Thurmond is 72 today. This day in history, July 25th, 1965. Fans at the Newport Folk Festival are horrified when Bob Dylan brandishes an electric guitar.
One singular sensation, every little step she takes. One thrilling combination, every move that she makes.
On this day in 1975, A Chorus Line debuts on Broadway. Number one on the charts this day in 1971, a song written by Carole King, but James Taylor scored a major hit with You've Got a Friend.
Winter, spring, summer, or fall, now all you got to do is call, and I'll be there, yeah. You've got a friend.
On the KETR events calendar, a dedication of the new Dr. Pepper mural in downtown Commerce. Today from 4 to 5 p.m., Dr. Pepper's Snapple Group, A&M Commerce, and the City of Commerce have partnered to bring a new vintage mural to downtown Commerce, highlighting the city's and Dr. Pepper's longstanding relationship and heritage. Located on Main Street, the mural is the first of three to be painted as part of a downtown revitalization effort in Commerce. That's today from 4 to 5 p.m. For more information, see events at ketr.org. And our thought for the day is from the great Walter Payton, whose birthday was today. I'm happy to say that everyone I have met in my life, I have gained something from. Be it negative or positive, it has enforced and reinforced my life in some respect. Our guest in the cafe this morning is the editor of the Cooper Review, Cindy Roller. Good morning.
How are you doing, John Mark?
Oh, very, very well. Now, you had some storm damage in downtown Cooper.
Yeah, we sure did. On the east side of the square, we suffered quite a bit of damage, especially at the Cooper Outlet. It kind of looked almost like a can opener, the way the metal roof was peeled off. So
the Cooper Outlet.
It's the pawn shop that's located on the east side of the square.
I see. So it just completely tore the roof off, or at least part of it?
It took the whole roof off and laid it down on top of another business right next door. So, yeah, it was pretty amazing damage.
So just open to the sky then?
Pretty much a skylight, yes.
Wow, they're going to have some work to do there. And then you had some damage at the Cooper Review building?
Yeah, it went all the way down to our building with, of course, some roof damage where our roof is leaking a little bit. So. Mm-hmm.
These were straight line winds, you think?
Yeah, that's what I was told. And that was the only real damage in the county. I spoke with Sheriff Ricky Smith, and he said that besides some power outages, which were pretty extensive, timely.
Mm-hmm. So. Well, now, ironically, the county's getting some new emergency warning sirens.
Just in time.
or maybe just, slightly late, but it'll happen again, won't it?
Yeah,
we'll have
I'm
bad
sure.
weather again soon enough. But but tell me about that.
Yeah, we got four new ones at the price tag of $3,000 each. They're refurbished, and they came from Oklahoma. And let's see here. They will be going to Klondike, Enloe, East Delta, and the south side of Cooper. Pecan Gap and the north side of Cooper have functioning sirens as at the moment. So, mm-hmm.
So theoretically, would this then cover the entire county?
Well, they,
hard to say.
Yeah, they're not going to go out too far. They're 360. They spend 360, but they only go about 2 miles. So,
now, do any of those towns, those communities, have warning sirens now?
No.
Oh, so it's a big improvement.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's going to be very helpful.
They're going to cover a lot more of the county, certainly, than has been covered before.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Okay, good. And then the county's getting a grant of some kind to replace some county road bridges.
Yes, and they've had some help from Lamar County. In fact, they contributed $53,000 to help replace a couple of bridges. So County Road 3220 at Big Creek, and then at County Road 3080 at Draw. So hopefully that will help that through there.
Not to look a gift horse in the mouth, but why would Lamar County help out on that?
I think that they just had, I'm not really sure exactly. I think it was just something they had some reserve that they could help.
So. Yeah, and those possible that those county roads serve people to live
both
in
counties.
Lamar County.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So looks like the county's getting a pretty good deal there. The cost per bridge, as I read, is $190,000, but Delta County's cost is only about $5,000 for each bridge.
Exactly. So that's quite a bargain.
Yeah, you bet. We're talking with the editor of the Cooper Review, Cindy Roller. Now, one of Cooper's best known and longest standing businesses. It's closing down. Kind of a sad story.
I know. It is sad. I hate to see Hensley Hardware close, but they have closed their doors. And it was 127 years operating in Delta County.
127 years.
One of the oldest businesses besides, well, obviously the Cooper Review and the bank. So
yeah,
it's just kind of sad. But they were pretty much the longest standing business under the same family. So
not many businesses in the country, I would think, have been open that long. 127.
That's a long time.
Wow. What was the, is it just, I guess, the changes that we're all going through? It's harder and harder for the mom and pop and small town individual operators to compete.
Yeah, it's just really hard to compete with the big box stores, as they say. So
now, you had an article in the most recent edition of the Cooper Review saying the Bureau of Labor Statistics says Delta County, with an average weekly income of $378, is that individual or family?
Individual.
Okay. Is among the lowest in the nation, if not the lowest in the nation. But now, apparently, those statistics are somewhat misleading.
They're a little bit skewed just because the conditions that they follow. You know, it doesn't include sole proprietors. It doesn't include some farm and domestic work. And, you know, and people who travel outside of the county, they're not included. So.
Well, I would think that would make a big difference because you have, I'm sure, a high percentage of people who live in Delta County that don't work every day in Delta.
Yeah, because there's only a few businesses that employ over 40 people at the, you know, there's the school district, which is the largest, and they employ 130 people, and, you know, most of them are all local that live in the area. But then there's the Birchwood Nursing Center, and there is Cooper Home Health, and then, of course, Delta County and the city of Cooper are the only ones that employ, you know, a certain, you know, an extensive number of people. So,
And most other folks are going to Greenville or Paris or Sulphur Springs.
Yeah, you have to travel to a neighboring area to work.
Right,
so.
Right. Well, that's an interesting story. And you said it got some attention on NBC News?
It sure did. The Tyler station picked it up, so.
Whether it's misleading or not, it does highlight the need for economic development.
Absolutely.
And Delta County.
We welcome anything that will come to our county. You know, it's just, and they're trying with tax abatements and different things just to, you know, incentives.
Yeah, very much the same thing is true in commerce, as you know, and really all of Hunt County. Well, I saw on the front page of the Cooper Review this week that you have the 100th anniversary of the Cooper Volunteer Fire Department.
That's right. They are turning 100 years. This year, and they're very excited about it, and we're hoping to look through some archives and work up another feature on them.
Hey, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Well, thank you for having me here.
Cindy Roller is the editor of the Cooper Review, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.